This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
How do you find the joy?
Because it's demanding, right? It feels like, especially a lot of our lives can feel so demanding. And so how do you keep the joy?
I think about people work from home and they say, oh, it's hard to get ready for work or get in that work mode for the day.
Right.
Try living at your job.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, you walk out your front door and you're on the clock because there's the office.
There's the office. Yeah. And
hello and welcome to another edition of Adulthood is a Project. This is the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life. I'm Charlie, this is my sister Casey, and we're your hosts coming to you live from the patio again.
Woo! All right. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the hustle hangover. We're also going to discuss the ins and outs of learning to embrace your ambition while also giving yourself permission to rest. Let's get started.
Woo! That is an excited audience today.
Oh, man. They can't they can't even control themselves.
You know, I think the patio adds a little ambiance, and that's kind of enjoyable again.
We're going to end up having a live audience out here on the patio eventually.
I love it. That's a great idea. Yeah. Goals.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm in charge of the quiz today.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, after you nailed it 5 for 5 last week.
I know.
I truly did not know I was going to lob so many softballs at you. I'm glad I did, though. You did really good.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I rocked it.
You did.
Well, I was trying to be nice to you this week.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Because you said, I'm so good at movie quotes.
Were you trying to be nice or trying to make me eat my words?
No, oh, okay. I mean, and I was debatable about how to do this, right? Because I thought about, I knew you weren't doing so good at actually giving me the quote last time. So this time it's just give me the movie.
Oh, okay. All right, I like it.
Give me the movie.
Okay.
All right. So this movie, I need to know which movie this quote's from. All right. This quote is for when you finally say goodbye to toxic hustle energy. Bye, Felicia.
Oh, Lord. Is it Legally Blonde? It's not. I know. Sorry.
Wow.
I know the saying. I don't know the movie it's from.
Yes, you do. Bye, Felicia.
Friday.
Yes. I'm like Legally Blonde. That is like the exact opposite of this movie.
I was like, how is this the first question that my mind's going blank?
Friday.
Okay.
Friday. All right. All right. I'm going to din you, even though that took you 2 tries.
Thank you. I should have only got 1 din.
Din.
Din. Okay.
Okay. This quote is because burnout often leads to questionable coping mechanisms. The quote is, "We're going streaking through the quad."
Old school.
Yeah. I'm a Will Ferrell. Hold on.
That was a hilarious scene too.
So funny.
Frank the Tank.
Okay. This quote sums up the grind for success. Show me the money.
What is Jerry Maguire? Nice. Love that movie.
This quote tells us that ambition often comes with idealized dreams that don't match reality. I want the fairy tale.
A Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm feeling good.
This is the only one I thought you'd have a hard time with.
Oh, God, really? Starting off rough for me.
All right. This quote is peak hustle mindset. Rule number 76. No excuses. Play like a champion.
Oh, my. I got two ideas.
Okay.
And the first one, I'm going to go with my first thought on it, and now I forgot the name of the damn movie. League of Their Own. Can I try my second one?
Okay, let me see your...
Moneyball?
Wedding Crashers.
Oh, damn it. Damn it, I should have gotten that.
A strawberry.
Ma, the meatloaf.
The meatloaf. The meatloaf had nothing to do with the hustle.
Not the hustle, though. Yeah. Okay, that was... Dang it. I should have kind of gotten that one.
That's all right, though.
Not bad.
You did good. You still got 4 out of 5.
I like that quiz. That was fun.
Yeah.
I like getting challenged with my movie knowledge.
Yes.
I say, thank God you always do, like, older movies, because anything new that's out these days, I don't... Is, like, new movies now I don't even watch. So had that been too new,
I know. Might
have been rough on me.
Yeah, I try to pick ones that I can quote on a regular.
Fair. Yeah, which
and
is
the new good ones, movies. Yeah, the new ones aren't doing it for me.
They're not as quotable.
I feel like I just haven't watched them enough. Like, I would not have watched them enough times.
Oh, okay, yeah.
To quote them.
Yeah. Fair. I like that, though.
Yeah. Good times.
For real. I mean, talking Hustle Hangover. I don't know that we necessarily... I think the words describe exactly what it is to people.
Yeah.
But if you're not thinking about it the same way, it's... We live in a hustle culture.
We do.
Right? I think of just... Yeah. Go, go, go.
Yeah, you gotta be hustling. You gotta be, you know, grinding. And
I was gonna make that bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always something to be hustling towards.
Always.
If you work one job, what are you even doing?
I don't know.
It really does feel that way sometimes, though.
Yeah.
That pressure comes. However, I think some of it also comes from having a dream.
Yes.
And I would say that for us right now, is this whole process started with a dream.
A dream.
And we're definitely finding it started with all that excitement, right?
Right.
And the excitement's still there.
It is.
Please don't get me wrong about that.
But it can get wearing. It can get wearing.
And yeah. I think what brought up our topic was we just talked about this just amongst ourselves.
Right.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah. So, obviously, I think for us, what we can relate to is we have this dream, right, of having a... The podcast, the successful podcast, a successful blog. We're building a brand for ourselves. We have a bigger goal in mind as well. I
am not going to get into that right now. But
not right now. We've already got enough plans out there. We can't add more goals on yet.
No more goals right now.
Those are just dreams for a second.
So
we're grinding on the things you discussed right now.
Yes.
The dream is still sitting there for a second first.
Yes.
Whole other big thing.
And so chasing that is, I mean, we're exhausted. We've talked about this multiple times where there's not enough time in the day to do all the things that we need to get done and still have time to talk to other people besides each other.
Yeah. Well, and when you said exhausting, it's not just the hours in the day. We made a lot of life choices to do this.
Right.
Our life changes, I mean. I mean, we switched careers.
Right.
I living tinier than I did before. You were already living kind of tiny, but you're living with a human being who definitely probably takes up more space than the previous human being you lived with.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and this human being doesn't listen as well as the other one did.
You're not my mom. So there was that side of it as well, right? Like that change we had to make in order to follow and chase that.
Right. And I mean, as crazy as it sounds, I mean, I was a teacher, right? So we know it's not like I was making fat cash, but well, I'm taking a pay cut.
Same.
And from that's, I mean, it's okay, right? We're making that, all that work. It's all working. But in order to get where we're going, things had to happen.
Like, we had to make that sacrifice, if you
right.
will, a little bit. And, you know, I know we discussed it in our episode when we were updating you listeners about, you know, what's happened since the change, what's happened since the move. And we were talking about the fact that, yes, we'd mentioned getting second jobs. No, we haven't done it. Part of that reality is we truly have found we don't have time.
We just don't.
It's the vlog and the podcast are seriously second and third jobs for us right now.
Oh, yeah.
With the content creation,
editing. I know you wouldn't believe how much we edit, but we do.
Well, when they ever see a blooper reel.
I'll find out how much we edit.
Oh, man. It sounded so fun and glamorous, if you will.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, there are very few days in living our life right now that aren't fun. There's a couple.
Right.
So it's still fun. It was in that realization of this isn't just one full-time job, it's three.
Yeah.
There's days where I would say it's a mix of us. I want to get off work and just freaking take a little nap, eat some dinner, and then crack a beer and hang out.
Yeah.
And this one is over here going, no, we got four videos we need to get shot.
Didn't we just do that yesterday?
No, yesterday we recorded the podcast.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, it definitely kind of is a full-time job.
I just feel like sometimes when you hear about people chasing their dreams, it sounds almost romantic, right? It's a romanticized life.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. What are we posting on social media, this and that? I'm posting about going swimming after work. I'm posting about this and that. Okay, I went swimming for 30 minutes, and then we got...
Right.
We had to get back to work. So I think that's one of those things that can sound romantic until it is your full-time job and you have...
The pressure kind of kicks
pressure.
In, I guess.
The pressure, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you said, yeah, did we... You know, just the other day when we needed to record a podcast, we weren't at the deadline of recording, but we were getting close to it, so we knew we had a few days to get it in there. And the hot tub here got fixed, and we wanted to enjoy it.
Right.
We had to literally put ourselves on a timer.
We did.
So did we enjoy it? Yes, we did.
We did.
But we were on a timer.
We have to.
It was like, okay, go on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And there...
But it's also because we want to reward ourselves the next day and say, if we get it done now, the next day,
we don't have to do any recordings.
Yes.
So we can actually get off work, play some card games.
Yeah.
And chill before our day off.
Yeah.
From the office. Because we're not going to have a day off from the vlog or the podcast. That's
no,
not happening.
If you're watching the vlog, you know that
all days are work days.
Something happens every day.
Something happens every day.
But it just, I think that's what started this thought for this was feeling you're never off.
Yes.
And before going this far, when we were just doing just the podcast, it was once we got it under control. And because we had the timing, 1 week I was off and 1 week she was on.
Yes.
And that's not the case anymore.
No.
So I guess it just added that layer, right? And you're, at first, it was a few weeks ago that it was one of those, this is supposed to be fun. And by the third outfit change of the afternoon, and it was humid and hot, and I'm sick of wearing pants. Right? And I'm just, it felt, well, there was a deadline and goals. And
I think one of my favorite stories so far that I would go back to is there was something happening. And if you watch our vlog, you understand that we got locked out of our trailer. And I'm dying laughing. I think it's hilarious. This one was not amused at all.
Not
live. I was ready to pull out the camera and just record live. We had to recreate the scene because
I was
this
dying.
One totally lost.
I lost her. My shit.
She lost it. It wasn't fun for her that day. And that's okay. But then what she had to do, she had to work the next day because I was like, well, we're recreating that now that you're done losing your shit over it.
We did. We did.
Yeah.
Thankfully, by the time we're recreating it, it does turn into a lot of laughter.
It does.
Right?
Because it's always funnier after the fact. Yeah. And you are yes. out of the situation.
Yeah.
We can laugh about it. But sometimes when you're in the middle of it, it's hard to laugh.
Or, you know, the other night we were recording a scene. And we were in a time crunch of, I think we had, because I had other plans and things were going on. And I had other plans. And I'm like, we got about 15 minutes. Before this other thing needs to happen. And we had 3 scenes to record.
We did.
We spent 5 straight minutes laughing.
Oh, yeah.
During an entire recording. Because it was just, it was so much fun.
It was so funny.
It was not funny at the time. That's a re-record we had to do for you. Because you lost your shit.
That's true. That's true.
So
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You know, well, you talk about how do you stay in love with doing it? Or how do we keep finding the joy?
Right. How do you find the joy?
Find that next thing.
Because it's demanding, right? It feels like, especially a lot of our lives can feel so demanding. And so how do you keep the joy?
Well,
how?
Because, and by no means are we complaining. We're just like explaining the difference of how that can look for people. And I think about people work from home and they say, oh, it's hard to get ready for work or get in that work mode for the day.
Right.
Try living at your job.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, you walk out your front door and you're on the clock because there's the office.
There's the office. Yeah.
And you have no privacy.
P.S. I live with my coworker.
Yeah, oh. Your coworker at all three jobs.
I had all three of them.
So you don't really get away from me, ever.
And sometimes she acts like the boss.
And sometimes she acts like the boss. So it's a, I think that's a tit for tat.
I would say. Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of boundary. Because, okay, so again, we are work camping. We live at the campground that we work at. We live right across, it's not the road. It's the road through the campground. We live across that road from the office.
Yeah.
So as soon as we walk out the door every morning.
People know we're at work.
Yeah. Even on our day off from the office, we're getting hollered at.
We are. Yeah.
Hey. Hey, come over here for a minute.
Because they can see you're awake.
Yep.
There's no, and they can see your home because your vehicle's there.
And we are friends. I mean, true. We talk. It's not that we're ignoring our other coworkers. We talk to them and we're friends. So you see your friend, you want to chat and bullshit, right? And well, that's what they want.
When we were having that conversation a couple weeks ago, Case and I had to have a discussion. I said, why don't we start timing this, because we would find ourselves getting off the work camping job and coming home and talking about the work camping job.
Yes.
For sometimes 2 hours. So we weren't timing ourselves really, but it would be an ongoing conversation.
Yes.
To a point. And we both said to ourselves, you know what, let's cut that down to like half an hour to talk about that job, and then let's move on to anything else, whether it be the blog, the podcast, yes, or just maybe something going on in life, but we already know. We were like, we got to cut some of that talk down.
Yeah, because trying to unwind, you usually have like a drive home from work to kind of get past the day. I mean, even if I drive the golf cart home, that's taking about 30 seconds.
Your unwind time definitely changed.
Yeah.
It was years ago. That reminded me of a story years ago. And it would have been like early 20s. And I had my first roommate. And we worked together. That's how I met her. And we moved in together. And she's like, let's drive to work together. We had a good 30-minute drive to work. And we could take the HOV lane if we were together. Sounds like a plan. I'll tell you, probably after 2 months of living together, she was one who always talked about work. I just didn't. I would come home and I think I was doing some college shit at the time, and I had such another big group of friends that didn't even work with me or have anything to do with work, that I always had just other stuff going on. This girl didn't, and she wanted to gap. And I finally said, girl, listen, you have the drive to work and the drive home to work to gap to me. Once we walk in our front door, stop.
Oh, yeah.
And we make jokes about it, because there would be days where we would get home, we're walking up the stairs, I'm about to unlock the door, she goes, give me 5 more minutes. I'm like, all right, I'm not even unlocking this door in this Phoenix heat until you finish the story. She's like, okay, and she needed that time.
Sure.
To vent. But I remember we had to make that little rule, because it would come into the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just constant, and I thought, we have to have a limit, which I think is what kind of led me to when we were having our conversation of, well, let's make a limit on that.
Right.
Because not like it was something bad, it's just, then you never end up unwinding.
Yeah. And it's true, because we will just yappity-yap,
mm-hmm.
And you have to stop at some point. And it's hard, too. I mean, again, living on the campground, if you don't think that all these permanent residents know where we live and which trailer is ours, woo! Some of them, you know, will just come knock on the door and be like, hey, so-and-so, it's past office hours. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
But it's not even always a permanent residence. We had just a random guest come in one day, past office hours, and decided that the trailer across the street must be the office people. Random guess, it was. Knock, knock, knock. I need a place to stay tonight. And I thought, oh my gosh. Go online and book this.
But, yo, weird, I don't work here right now. But instead, get up and go deal with it. I mean, that's kind of part of it sometimes. And so now we're juggling. I mean, we juggle the fact that we're working here.
Right.
And we're camping. We're also together working on the blog, which has a lot to do with things around the campground. Working on the podcast.
Right.
And
now getting a social life of meeting friends here or getting to know the area.
We are, yeah. She's getting a social life. I'm trying to stay out of it, but she keeps dragging me in.
Because I feel like everyone needs friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So I'm trying to find a balance. We're in the process of trying to find a balance here.
We right? are. And there's been some meltdowns along the way.
Oh, God. They,
for sure. And they're probably not over, right? Because it's
no.
life. It's life.
There is definitely, like, I definitely had one of those nights where I was just like, I'm done. I'm ready to go home. I miss Big J. I miss my kids. I'm done.
It's rough.
It's rough out there.
I miss, you know, my time to myself. Because
yes.
I, like, the change from, another big change for me was how much time I had by myself.
Yeah.
If I was talking to you, it's because I called you on the phone.
Yeah.
So if I called or you called and I didn't answer, I didn't have to talk to you.
True.
Now, you know when I'm awake.
Unfortunately.
But, it does seem like we'd have that pressure.
Yeah.
To work full time.
Right.
Build that brand. And then you want to talk about maintaining friendships. Not just new ones we're trying to make. Old ones we have.
Old ones, yeah.
So then you're talking about time on the phone with people, trying to keep up with everyone. And not everyone understands what you're doing.
No.
I think that they understand we have a dream and a goal. They don't understand because they don't do it. And they shouldn't have to understand if it's not their thing.
Right.
But they don't know what it takes to accomplish that. They see the end result of the funny video. Or
right.
They hear the podcast.
And I would say I have friends who have also, you know, had business startups. And, I mean, they get it because, you know, you look at them and you think, oh, my gosh, like, you're doing so great over there. Well, I didn't see when they weren't doing great, right?
Yeah, the back end of
that. I didn't see the back end of that. And so it's easy to look at your friends who maybe are owning their own business or
right.
are already successful at what their dream is.
Right.
And you didn't see the back end of it if you weren't part of their lives at that point.
I mean, I can.
And
you
even
know,
if
some
you
of
were
my friends,
part of their lives,
yeah.
you might not. They probably didn't share with you everything, right? I mean, because nobody wants to just sit around and listen to us bitch about.
No.
And we're not bitching.
No, I would say.
We still enjoy everything we're doing. It's just a matter of. Man,
we didn't
a lot.
Know that it was going to be so hard to find that balance.
Mm-hmm.
I did watch some friends do it. One of them, while still holding a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, you're fine. Looking back now,
yeah.
I remember thinking, you're fine. And it seemed so fun. And even though I was a huge part of that life with them, so I knew them pretty well.
Yeah.
I knew that there were hard times. There was still so much laughter.
Right.
And I think we're seeing that with ourselves too.
Of course.
There is still so much laughter. And I don't think, because I wasn't the one dealing with some of it, you don't feel that back end of
the pressure. And
yeah.
So, because it's not your life, right? So you're not having to have the balance that they were having to have. Whereas now we are having to try to find our balance.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because that goal wasn't the same as mine kind of thing.
Right.
Exactly. So, it does change for everyone for sure.
Yeah.
100%. And then I think for us, I did not understand prior to getting this far into things what that balance was going to look like.
Sure.
I mentally still thought, I'll have plenty of time to myself. Not even realizing how many social activities happen just at the campground, guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's not my personal social life. That's some of the stuff at the campground.
Yeah.
But it melds together because I have fun doing it.
We do. Yeah.
It's and like, when do I say no?
Yeah. And we've had to have that talk too where I'm like,
You go do what you want to do. If that's your social time, I'm going to stay here.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I can't be on anymore today.
And we had to stop and say to ourselves, you know, what does this look like for us?
Right.
As we were saying. Like, we had that talk of what does this look like for us? Yes. How do we make those changes to feel like we have a little more balance and a little more, I don't know, control is the word I want, but control over our days and how that stuff looks?
Yeah. And
because we don't want to give up on the dream.
Oh, absolutely not. And so,
hell no.
You know, that also goes into like, what is the success of the dream, right?
Like, what does it look like?
Yes. And so you're redefining it sometimes. And right. So what does success look like for us right now? Maybe right now it's just finding a little more balance. I mean, this is still also new. Like, we're still at the beginning of the dream.
Well, and you think about, I'm going to use this podcast for an example of, you know, when this started and we were in month one and two, dude, getting over 100 likes on a video.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. That was the craziest thing in the world to us. Now, when the videos aren't getting 1,000,
oh,
we're like, what's happening? That wasn't a good video. What did we do wrong? And then we have to look at other numbers.
Yes.
And say, look, we got more subscribers. So now maybe the videos weren't as watched, but this was. And even with just the podcast, we had to change what that success looked like to us.
Sure.
To see if we could still see growth coming, right?
Yes. And with the vlog, again, because it's so new, we're just starting it. But we're starting to get, I mean, even just the other day, we got a little feedback from somebody. It was on the vlog. It was on the podcast.
Yeah.
But getting that little bit of feedback from somebody saying, hey, that really resonated with me.
Yes.
That alone can make our day.
That was absolute. That literally did make our entire day of knowing someone felt that way and reached out to us and said, hey, thank you. Because it was nice to have that reminder.
Yes.
Listener, you know who you are, girl. Love you. Much love. Because you really did make our day. For real.
And so it's not even just numbers. It can also just be, I feel like, and we had this discussion the other day where you said, I don't feel like we're laughing as much. And now I feel like we have not stopped laughing for days.
Because we were almost taking ourselves too seriously for a minute.
We were.
We got so ingrained in that hustle, if you will.
Yes.
That we forgot that it really is supposed to be fun.
Just laugh.
I'm like, we are supposed to be laughing a lot more than we have been. And we.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're laughing more. We keep learning new things.
Yes, we do. Man, we're becoming pretty proficient with some stuff I never would have thought I'd understand.
Amen.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And showing up, right? Like, just continuously still showing up and saying, let's do this.
Yes.
Or saying, I am tired, but I'm going to get up early because that's what needs to happen for this day in order to make this other thing happen.
Yes.
And I got this.
And laughing. Still overall enjoying it.
I was like,
I still, like, we still have the same goal. It hasn't changed the dream any.
No. I think the hustle hangover started, and just like you do with any other hangover from drinking, you got to find the workaround.
Yeah.
And our workaround for us was to talk about it, redefine what certain things of that look like for us.
Yes.
And say, where can we maybe flip a focus or change something in order to make that work better with our daily routine?
Yes. I would say that would be all about right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So our lesson learned and growth earned on this is, honestly, if it brings you joy and you have a passion for it, do it.
Do it.
Absolutely. Just don't forget to give yourself breathing room as you go. Time to wind down and allow yourself to redefine the goals upon new reflections. They aren't supposed to feel like constant grind and no joy.
Yes. And in our next episode, we're going to explore reparenting yourself. You're going to get our hot take on it. Until next time, go out there and be your favorite self.
And if you're enjoying what you're hearing, share an episode with a friend. And make sure to like and follow on your favorite listening platform to catch all our future episodes.